This is the news from RNZ Pacific. I'm Don Wiseman. The Bougainville Disaster Office says after several days of searching, there's been no sign of the six people who went missing while on a trip to Nissen Island. The group, which included Bougainville Health Minister Chari Napto and his wife and son, left Booker for Nissen late morning last Saturday, but they never arrived on the outer island. A survivor reached shore and has been able to tell officials about the sudden sinking of the banana boat. But the head of the disaster office, Lieutenant Colonel John Amaka, says despite a wide search by aircraft and boats, nothing has been found. But he says they will continue to search in the waters towards New Britain and the Papua New Guinea mainland. Fijian authorities say 87 crew members and passengers infected with COVID-19 have been placed on four ships to isolate against the virus. The health ministry says more than 4,000 COVID-positive people have been sent home to isolate because there are not enough hospital beds. The government said as of Wednesday, 8 household packs, including food and medical supplies, have been delivered to those on the inter-island vessels. Fiji's chief medical advisor, Dr. Jamesa Tundravu, said the health ministry has set up a home care support system for those isolating on ships and at home. He says this includes monitoring and follow-ups through telephone calls to COVID-positive people in those areas. A New Zealand-based COVID-19 modelling expert says Fiji should have a national lockdown. Fiji now has almost 16,500 active cases in isolation and 159 deaths since the latest COVID outbreak began in April. Professor Sean Hendy says a lockdown is a logical way of trying to get the virus under control, and New Zealand should be helping out financially.
We should be looking to offer financial assistance to ensure that their economy can weather this. You know, whether they have a lockdown or not, it's going to be a very, very difficult period for them in terms of their economy. And also, of course, their healthcare system is already under extreme stress.
Sean Hendy says New Zealand should be moving faster to get Fiji the AstraZeneca vaccine. The Trans-Tasman bubble will be suspended for at least 8 weeks from midnight. The decision follows a growing number of cases of the Delta variant in multiple Australian states. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says the risk of the Delta variant is greater than when the COVID-free travel agreement was first made.
It is the government's duty to keep New Zealanders safe from COVID-19, and we continue to believe that the strongest health response is also the strongest economic response. This approach has served us well to date. So too is our willingness to adapt. COVID has changed, and so we must.
Jacinda Ardern says the government's committed to getting New Zealanders home. For the next 7 days, there'll be managed return flights from all Australian states and territories. Italy is introducing a mandatory vaccination certificate from the start of August. It will allow those aged 12 and over who have received at least one vaccine dose to access a range of venues. After disagreement with the governing coalition, the pass won't be needed for transport. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports from Rome.
The first country in the West to be crushed by coronavirus is beginning to see a fourth surge, with cases rising to a two-month high, driven by the Delta variant. And so the government is tightening requirements to sit inside restaurants and cafes and to enter cinemas, theatres, museums and sports and recreation venues. Around half of Italians are now fully vaccinated against COVID, but the summer holiday season is dissuading some to turn up for their appointments, and some right-wing politicians have discouraged younger people to be vaccinated.
Samoa's tourism authority is preparing the industry for a reopening of borders with New Zealand before the end of the year. Its chief executive says the safe travel bubble is contingent on reaching a 90% vaccination rollout. Fa'a Matuinu Linatai Savua says all visitors will be fully vaccinated. He says they've been running seminars on safe and sterile practice with members and that contact tracing will be in operation. But Fa'a Matuinu says overcoming vaccine hesitancy can be done with information campaigns.
There's a lot of social media awareness, a lot of programs going out to communities, a lot of TV programs. So there's a lot of print media, social media awareness in terms of pushing out the importance of actually coming to vaccine, not only for safer Samoa, but if you really want to travel and have the borders open and restart the economy, now's the time to actually do the vaccine and get as much coverage that we can.
48% of Samoans have had one jab and 16% two jabs. Pacifica children are nearly twice as likely to have tooth decay at age 5 than other groups. The Bulla Sautu Pacific Health in the Year of COVID-19 report has just been released. Alicia Foon has more.
As well as the finding on tooth decay, the report shows Pasifika children are less likely to have visited a dental healthcare worker in the past 12 months. It shows access and cost are barriers to some Pacific peoples getting dental care. The New Zealand Dental Association member and Pasifika public health dentist, Dr. Tule Whanakawamisa, says the findings are alarming and heartbreaking. She says prevention is key, including reducing sugar, water fluoridation, and improving education to encourage brushing twice a day with a fluoride toothpaste and flossing.
Hungary's foreign minister has defended plans to hold a referendum on legal changes which stop the depiction or promotion of homosexuality to under-18s. The minister, Peter Szijjártó, says the vote will honour the will of the Hungarian people. He denies it amounts to populism.
I think this is democracy, because democracy is about the fulfilment of the will of the people. And now the people will have a chance to make their will very clear. I am still sure about the fact that the law which the Hungarian Parliament has passed is absolutely in line with the European regulations.
The resilience and unity of Cook Islanders across the globe is being celebrated at Te Maiawa Nui Festival in New Zealand this weekend. It's a focal point in the calendars of many New Zealand-based Cook Islanders, helping them maintain language, heritage and culture. Festival director Duane Wichman-Evans says the event kicks off tonight for 2 days. Thousands expected to turn out for the performances and food and crafts market.
This is what it's doing. It's bringing unity in families, and this has been a big part of this festival for us. You know, bringing health, wealth and community together. And this is so important for this event. And, you know, long term, we see this. We'd love to take it to another bigger arena and let everybody enjoy the rich culture of the Cook Islands.
That's Duane Wichman-Evans, who says over 100 performers are competing on stage. And that's the news from RNZ Pacific.